everyone, and welcome back to the Glam Observer podcast. I'm Jada, founder and CEO of the first fashion career advice platform, Glam Observer, a fashion career coach, best-selling author, Forbes Under 30, and in this podcast, I will share actionable tips, tricks, and behind-the-scenes secrets of the fashion industry. If you're an ambitious fashion enthusiast looking to start a career in this industry, you are in the right place. Over the past 7 years with Glam Observer, most of the questions that I gotten was, you know, most focused on one goal. How do I get a job in fashion? And this is definitely normal, as Glam Observer is a fashion career advice platform. During the last years, I've always wanted to bring you the resources that can help you reach this goal. And so in order to get a job in fashion or an internship in fashion, you need, first of all, unconventional application strategies to stand out in this competitive field. Then you need to start building your network, even if you don't have a job in fashion yet. You need a professional and attractive CV template. You need effective cover letters. You need to know what to write in these emails when you reach out to brands, when you reach out to people, when you reach out to fashion professionals. So I enclose everything inside Break into the Fashion Industry. But you also need the dose of motivation and confidence if you want to work in fashion, in order to not give up when things get harder. So I published my first book, Your Fashion Dream Plan. Over the past months, you know, I started thinking about how I can help you further, what other resources you need to land your dream job in fashion. And you know that even though I always say that attending a fashion school is not absolutely necessary to work in this industry, I still believe that having, you know, a knowledge of this industry is very important. So you know that my daily breath is career advice. I'm more strategic. I suggest you and give you tips on how to land your dream job. So I'm more focused on the fashion industry, but, you know, on the career side. So for this new research and to help you learn more about the fashion industry, I thought that it would have been better for you to learn from someone whose daily breath is teaching about fashion, knowing a lot about the industry. So I really wanted to bring you someone who lives and breathes fashion industry, history, fashion industry, news, every single day. So I started doing some research in September 2020. I started thinking who are the most, you know, the people who are the most expert about the fashion industry. So I immediately started thinking about fashion historians, fashion professors. And so I wanted to really bring someone who is academic, so they are good at teaching. I talked to 8 fashion industry experts. They all have great curriculum, but one of them sent me a YouTube video of her speaking at the Fashion Institute of Technology, you know, one of the best fashion schools in the world. And it occurred to me a couple of seconds listening to her tone of voice to catch all their professionalism, passion, and knowledge of the fashion industry. I immediately realized she was the right one for this project. And so that's how I decided to who I wanted to work with for this new research. Her name is Emma McGlendon. She lives in New York. She's a fashion historian, author of several fashion books. She curated the Museum of the Fashion Institute of Technology, and she currently teaches fashion studies at Parsons School of Design, you know, another of the top fashion schools in the world. Her work has been featured on Vogue, Women's Wear Daily, The New York Times, and many others. You know, when I stumbled upon her website, I immediately thought, I want to learn with her, I want to learn from her, I want to work with her on this project. I was really confident that her knowledge would have been so helpful for you and that she was the right person that could teach you so many things about the fashion industry. So, you know, I really trust her experience. I trust her knowledge. And over the past months, we have worked together to build what have become a brand new online course, part of Glam Observer. We talk about the models and we talk about the content that, you know, would have been the most useful for you. And we decided to cover the key areas of the fashion industry to give anyone an overview of this industry. It is February the 1st today when I'm recording this episode. On Sunday night, so basically yesterday, I received from Emma the video lessons for all the modules of this new online course. She lives in New York and I'm in Milan, so it was like 1 a.m. in Italy when I got the material. It is Monday morning, as I said, when I'm recording this podcast. I woke up at 6:30 this morning because I wanted to watch the entire course. The course is approximately 3 hours of video lessons. Can I just say, wow! When I chose Emma McGlendon among all the other people that I was considering for this course, I already knew that she was the right choice. Otherwise, I would not have chosen her. She's professional, she knows the fashion industry like very few, and also such a beautiful person. I knew that the course would have been great. We talk about each model in our calls over the past month. We designed it together, but I gave her total freedom to develop the content. You know, she's a fashion historian, has published several fashion books, teaches at Parsons, so I've trusted her experience and knowledge when it comes to, you know, I told her, okay, these are the main topics that we're going to cover, but you can create the lessons and as you prefer. So only today, less than 2 days before the official launch, I had a look and watched for the first time the finished video lessons that she recorded for the course. I was so curious to learn more from Emma personally, but of course also to see the results of this past months of work. And now I can totally say that everything is above my expectations. It was a risky decision for me to invest in this new online course, you know. This is the first time that I'm adding to the Glam Observer Fashion Academy an online course that is taught by someone else who is not me. But I really felt it in my gut that it was the right choice for you. I wanted to offer you something really valuable. I'm quite a perfectionist and I've always wanted to give you the best content. When I teach my online courses, I know that I give 200% in that resource. So with this new course, I really needed someone so knowledgeable that could give you the same or even better quality. Tinji at Parsons, one of the most prestigious and famous schools in the world, where you probably have heard of the school because people such as Marc Jacobs studied there, I had no doubt that Emma's lessons would have been so valuable. But if I have to be honest with you, this morning I was smiling all by myself at my screen while watching all the videos. And let me be honest, together with being so happy and I was learning many new things, I also felt so proud that this valuable resource is now part of Glam Observer. As I said, it was a risky decision. It was something totally new with Glam Observer. And now I feel so proud that this content is part of Glam Observer. This new course is really incredible. And I'm not just saying it because now it's part of the Glam Observer courses. I mean, seriously. I took many online fashion courses from prestigious fashion school over the past 7 years. And I also took an in-person master in luxury and fashion management here in Milan. So I have lots of experience in fashion education. I know what is a good course, what is a bad course, what is a course that you watch and in the end you say, okay, but what I've learned. I'm happy. I'm very, very happy with this new online course and that the result is even better than what I expected. And you know, I have really high expectations. As I said, I'm a perfectionist. I always want that the quality that I put out there is always the best. So I'm really, really excited and proud that you can learn more about the fashion industry with one of the top minds of the industry with this new online course. I really wish I had a course like this when I wanted to learn more about the fashion industry years ago. But to be totally honest with you, even though I'm in this industry for 7+ years now, I learned so many new things that I didn't know, particularly some history facts that are still relevant today and that help me understand and realize why things go like this today in this industry. I was sure that I would have learned a lot as well personally from this course, because you never know enough of anything. Ongoing learning is something that I've kept doing religiously every single day since when I graduated. I never stop learning, and it's something that I will never stop doing, and I really would like to encourage you to do the same. Read books, take online courses, listen to podcasts, read, absorb as much as you can, because trust me, there is always something new that you can learn and that is going to help you grow. And this is a personal advice that I listened from successful people to keep learning every single day, and that, you know, I've implemented myself in my life. I try to have a learning part in my every single day routine, and I really suggest you to do the same. However, to come back to this new resource, this new online course, when I was watching the lessons this morning, it looked like I was watching a fashion documentary with all the beautiful images and, you know, all these history images that Emma shows you and the slides while she talks, and is less boring than a fashion documentary, I have to say. Also because it's a 3 hours online course, so each module goes straight to the point. So we really talk about the most important things you need to know about that module. And also you have a fashion glossary in your hand, and in the other end you have a notebook. You have a fashion glossary that we have included for free in the course. It's a fashion glossary one for each module, so it's like 11 fashion glossaries. And in total there are more than 100 fashion terms. You will learn about the definition of terms such as manufacturer, dressmaker, trimmings, off the rack, mannequin, standardized sizing, jacquard fabric, but you're also going to learn things such as a diffusion line, license agreement, sales clerk, associate, or you're going also to learn about sample, market week, made to order, direct to consumer, markup, reticule, profit margin, and many other fashion terms. And also is so entertaining, like a fashion documentary, but you're also going to get a certification, you know, that you can add on your CV, a LinkedIn profile that really shows your interest and that you have acquired that knowledge, you know, even though you read books and you watch fashion documentaries that I believe that are amazing resources to learn more about the fashion industry. These things, you know, you cannot add them on your CV and LinkedIn profile, while you can do it with an online course. Emma's voice is so engaging that it really seems like she's telling you a story instead of teaching a class. So let me just walk you through the course and what are the modules where you're going to learn this new online course. So first of all, the course is called Inside the Fashion Industry, Understanding Today's Industry from Its History. And in the course, you're going to learn about, in module one, you're going to learn business models, so couture versus ready-to-wear versus fast fashion. So what do this mean? What do these terms actually mean? The difference between these sectors in the industry, considering the histories. In module number two, you're going to learn about manufacturing from the history of fashion production, from the key inventions of the Industrial Revolution to the globalization of the industry and fast fashion production, as well as new techniques such as 3D printing and many other things. In module three, you're going to learn fashion fibers. So, you know, the textiles of the fashion industry from using the fashion industry from the 18th century. So the history of natural fibers such as cotton, silk, but also new fibers and synthetics. The module number four is all about the rise of the celebrity designer. So the history of the fashion designer and how the status of designers shift from dressmakers to celebrities over the last 200 years. Module number five is all about branding. So as a business strategy and how it started since the 80s. Module number six will explore retail that, you know, has changed a lot over the years. You will see from the rise of department stores in the 19th century to the global domination of e-commerce. And you're also going to see key figures such as the buyer, the merchandiser, and other retail insiders in the evolution of the industry. Globalized fashion media. So you will look at the global fashion media machine. So the history of fashion media from the 18th century, from the launch of Vogue and Harper's Bazaar to today's social media. In module number 80, we'll explore the fashion show and fashion week. So from this history to live streaming today and digital fashion weeks. Accessories and beauty, because if you don't know it already, most of the fashion companies make money actually from accessories and beauty. So you will learn the history of these products and consider how they came to dominate the fashion economy. Module number 10 is about sustainability. You know, this is a central focus of the contemporary fashion industry. So you will explore different sustainability strategies, such as new fibers, upcycling, resale, the labor issues, and local production. And the last module, you will explore diversity and inclusion, which is another important topic of the industry today. So you will discuss issues related to race, size, gender identity, and disability. So it's a really course is going to give you an overview of the fashion industry. And we also have decided to include some incredible bonuses for free. But let me just tell you that, first of all, that this course is going to launch officially tomorrow on February the 3rd. The course is recorded, so you don't need to show up live. You can watch the lesson whenever you want. And something really special is that if you're going to enroll before tomorrow, the day of the course is going to officially get released, you're going to save $100 because we have decided to do this like special discounted price for the release of the course. So inside there are three bonuses. Bonus number one is this fashion glossary that I was talking before with more than 100 fashion terms. The second bonus is a list of books and useful resources recommended for each module. So we are not just going to suggest books that you need to buy and read, but inside each module, you will actually find PDF of chapters that we have scanned from books. So you can find them already there. You don't need to buy the books if you don't want. You can read the chapter that we believe are the most relevant for that module. So you already have the chapters in PDF, the articles and resources in PDF inside each module, so you just can basically start reading them immediately without having to buy new books if you don't want to. And then you're also going to find fashion industry reports, so from fashion brands, consulting firms, trend forecasting companies, you're going to find them inside the course, so you're going to really learn more about the industry through these reports that the industry published. What else you need to know about this new course? You're going to get a certification. You don't need to take any test, but you just need to watch all the lessons to get a certification that is going to be signed by Emma. As I said, the course is online, it's completely self-paced. So even though it's going to be available from tomorrow, you don't need to show up live at a certain time. You can watch the lesson whenever you prefer. You decide if you want to watch everything in one weekend, if you want to study one module per day and so you're going to finish in 10 days. You really decide how and when to study. I really believe that nowadays, especially with Netflix, we are get used to decide how many episodes we want to watch today, how many we want to watch tomorrow. So it's the same with this online course. This course is for anyone curious to learn more about the fashion industry, especially to learn more about this history in these key areas. So sustainability, diversity, retail, how these things started in the fashion industry. So from his history. In the previous episode of the podcast, I explained you where and why to learn more about the fashion industry. So the advantage of why you should learn about the fashion industry, you can find them in that episode where I also talk about a personal episode that happened to me during my first fashion internship job interviews that is going to help you if you want to listen is the previous episode. Alright, so I'm very, very excited and proud of this new project and this resource that I'm sure is going to help so many of you having an understanding of the fashion industry, and to understand how everything started, the history, and how it has evolved up to today. And this is something that, you know, is going to really help you personally, but also professionally. So I'm very, very excited that this week we are launching this new online course. It's the third course of the Glam Observer Fashion Academy, and it's the first one we taught by someone who is not me. I'm so glad to have worked with Emma McClendon. Her work is really special, and if you want to learn more about the course, if you want to enroll today before the price discount is going to expire, I will leave you the link into the notes of this podcast episode. Thank you, and bye for now.